Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Things are likely to be a little topsy-turvy as we get ready for Halloween because of the weather. Things are going to be not what we're used to. So if you're letting your kids go trick-or-treating with friends this year, here are a few smartphone apps that could help keep them safe. Now, they'll have to have a phone with them, but a lot of kids, at least now, have phones, right? Even if you're going trick-or-treating with them, you might want these in case you get separated, again, because of the weird weather and everything else. One is called Family Locator. It uses GPS on the phone, so you know exactly where they are in real time. You just log on with your phone, and it pulls up a map. Or if you need, they can press SOS, and it will send you their location. There's one called the Red Panic Button, basically like the SOS button, but it's simpler, so it's easy for especially the little kids. All they have to do is push a big red button, and it automatically sends you a text with a large link to a map that shows where they're at. And you can put multiple people on the contact list, so if more than one person gets it, more than one person could go help try and find them. And finally, this one's really pretty cool. Life 360. Again, you can see where they are on the map in real time, and they can message you if there's a problem. But the cool part is you can set boundaries, so just your neighborhood is outlined. If the kid goes outside the boundary and crosses that line, you'll get an alert saying they've gone where they're not supposed to go. Hope that helped. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. You can find more online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com because they do a ton of stuff. I was just in there watching them make two rings into one. So it would be like nothing anybody'd seen before. This woman had taken one piece of jewelry and was turning it into something else, which was really pretty cool. And if you've received jewelry maybe in an inheritance or maybe it was a present that you decided you didn't really want anymore, you can do that at David's Jewelry and Coin. He'll trade with you or you can buy something. Go down and see him in person. It's worth the trip just to see some of the neat stuff he's got in there. He's on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.